Thank you for spending a moment on this fine February day to join us on Path and Posture. Be sure to join us next month. God bless.
1 month later.
Hey, Mariah, I have a really good idea about a podcast. Can we do one?
I know. No, I want to, but I've got all these plans for Easter coming up. I'm really trying to work through a lot of that.
2 months later.
Hey, ladies, let's go ahead and schedule something on for the podcast. Let's go ahead and get a date out.
You realize it's mayhem, right? Okay, all the birthdays, the kids are getting out of school. There's just so much going on right now.
3 months later.
Guys, seriously, everybody is wondering where we are. We're still getting hits on these listens, and it's way past Lent. They're going to forget us.
No, I have all these summer camps. My schedule is insane between swimming and who knows what. There's a lot going on. I feel like a bus. I'm still running everybody around.
4 months later.
Please, guys, please. It's almost the end of the month. Please.
I'm going on vacation. I'm packing, but I guess we can get a podcast in. Hi, thank you for joining us on Path and Posture. I'm your host, Mariah Turner, and I'm here with my sisters, Brittany and Sierra Turner. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. That's just how I'm going to start this one off the bat. I am sorry.
We all are sorry.
I'm sorry to our listeners. I'm sorry to my sisters. I will own a good portion of the we did not return delay in the podcast.
Yeah, you're a
in
good few portion. Months.
A yeah. good portion. But I'm not the only one. I'm not going to take all the blame. There were three families, three lives that we were trying to schedule
yes.
to get a podcast
Lots of
in.
Children.
Busy. They always say it's a four-letter word. And yes, so we really shouldn't. I can't blame it on being busy, but we were busy. Maybe priority. And so we're sorry to you guys that we left you hanging. We talked about Lent.
And then you probably never thought, knew.
They gave up the podcast for Lent. Never came back. No, we're back. And we have had so many things happen since February. It's July. You know, it was February. We had Lent. We talked about that whole thing. And then we had a girls vacay to a cute town, Fredericksburg, Texas. Mm-hmm. We had the end of school. We had the kickoff of summer.
We had birthdays.
Oh, so many, so many birthdays. Mayhem. Yes, May, the month of May. We call it mayhem because there's so many different birthdays in the month of May.
In
alone,
our family.
Alone. Mm-hmm. So mayhem came and went. June, okay, my husband had foot surgery. My father had shoulder surgery. Yeah. And so there's been a lot of recovering.
It's been lots of...
How have you guys been? How have you guys been, listeners? We hope you've been well. And Brittany and Sierra, you guys, you've been hanging in there too.
We went through
everything I just went through.
A season and a half.
Yeah.
Like all of spring crickets
yes.
and half of summer crickets.
Yes.
Oh, something, I mean, there's probably a lot of people enduring this drought right now.
Mm-hmm. The heat.
Yes, the heat. This has probably been the worst that I've experienced since being a Texan in the 10 years that I've been here.
This I would say it's equal to when I first moved to Texas in 2012.
I'm convinced that we had the Snowmageddon or Snowvid, whatever you want to call it, in, was that 2021? In that February? So it was the coldest. We lived through that, the whole storm of the century.
Yeah.
And now we're living through the heat of the century. And then everything's going to be great next year. That's you what know, I'm holding on to. That's what gives me
hey,
hope.
Hey, she has a degree, so.
I am not your farmer's almanac. There's no science behind that. That's just my hope. Anyway, so what has been on my mind and heart since February, apparently, I'm going back through my old notes of what I guess this would be March. I made note of these thoughts in March to talk about on our March podcast and never happened. So I wanted to revisit it because I feel like it was put on my heart and put in my mind to say, never got said. So here we are. We're going to go back to early spring. And
I think it's something that's just constant, I think, in our culture now too.
Absolutely. Like, it's still relevant.
It's still
the thoughts that I had back in March.
Yeah. Are something that's been revisiting us constantly, just in daily culture.
I'll say it off the bat. Appreciation or absorption. That was kind of the header of my thought with this podcast. So when I journaled this in March, maybe early April, I can't even remember, we had just gone on a girls' trip. And it was a great time to get away with the moms in our apologetics group. And we recharged. And we, you know, some of us had the opportunity to bond with other women that we hadn't had deep conversations with yet. So that was really fun. I got to know Amber, our friend Amber, mm-hmm. and friend and Amber, friend Namber, neighbor and Amber, Namber, <Yes. laughs> friend and neighbor. And so it was really fun that we just got up in the morning, would work out together, and then, you know, do some shopping or whatever. And mm-hmm. So that was my fun takeaway. But then everyone got sick.
Almost everyone got sick with a stomach bug.
There were several women who brought the stomach bug with them unknowingly. When they got to Fredericksburg, the whole crew arrived. They all got text messages from their husband about them and their children. They're like, the kids are sick.
Yes.
The kids and I are sick. And they're like, oh no. And by the next morning,
I was throwing up for 6 hours.
Oh, you know. And so that was frustrating because we wanted to just get away and relax, which we did for the most part. But, you know, it's never fun to be away from home and sick.
Mm-mm. My favorite moment was when our friend Hillary decided
to
come on.
She was rooming with me, uh-huh. and I was throwing up all night, and then she was in the morning giving me Powerade and packing my suitcase.
But she had come on the trip as a last whim kind of thing and got introduced to all of our girls. And I remember driving home, and she was like, I'm not feeling well. And she looks at me as I'm driving, and she goes, better to have loved then have lost or something. Yeah. And she just starts throwing up.
It was terrible.
And she was just such a trooper. Everybody in that car was a trooper. But it sounds like an awful trip, but it was a very
memorable.
It was memorable.
Sure.
And mm-hmm. I think it taught us a lot of deep lessons. We are a very deep group. We jump into the scripture and apologetics and kind of look for the ancient paths. And so for God to hand us and entrust us with this trip and the struggles that come with life, at the same time, it was great for us to see this trust deepen within as everybody's seeing each other in this vulnerable states.
Yeah.
And so it was just really good. Overall, the trip is, and I think that there's a lot of laughter. And
very vulnerable states, though. You said that, and I'm like thinking, yeah, Amber sleeps on her stomach. you learn some things about your friends. I'm like, stomach sleeping? I haven't done that since I was 12.
Hillary brought a humidifier, face mask.
It's so funny to see what your girlfriends do.
Yeah,
like they're like, this is essential.
She was like, okay, use this humidifier and put it on your face.
Yep.
The next thing that I was thinking about. What happened this spring was my 1,000 miles. So a year ago, I started running. A year ago, I guess in the spring, I started running, and I stuck with it, and it was really life changing for me. And I was close to hitting 1,000 miles within a year in March, and so I made a resolution to hit it. And I was thinking, you know, there's no trophy for this. Why am I doing this? But my mother-in-law suggested doing a fundraiser. And so I posted online about it. I told my friends and my family what I was doing. And I said, you know, for my birthday, it would be great if we could donate $1,000 to Blue Haven Ranch for the 1,000 miles that I ran. And by the grace of God and the goodness in people's hearts and so much love and support, we raised over $2,000 mm-hmm. for Blue Haven Ranch. And so I vowed to my social community that I would run around our town dressed as Forrest Gump.
Yes, you did.
Because I was giving an incentive. I'm like, come on, guys, we can do this. We can raise the money. I will dress up like Forrest Gump and run for you.
Forrest, why did you start this? I just kind of felt like running.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that was fun. That was another fun thing that happened in March, April. So I mm-hmm. hit 1,000 on right before my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And the topic of appreciation or absorption came from what happened later in probably late May or late April or early May when we started to do teacher appreciations. Brittany, you remember that.
Yes.
Sierra, I believe you were in and out of that as well.
So we kind of yank each other into these kind of things together.
It's impossible to just serve.
For our preschool, I was in it.
Yeah. Without bringing your sisters in to serve. Yes. Everywhere we go, people know us as the sisters.
The sisters. Yes. Because I feel like they picture like three nuns walking down the street.
I am here to help. And these are all my sisters.
Yeah, we just need to get the nun outfits. So teacher appreciation was underway at our schools, both preschools and elementary. Public schools, yeah, mm-hmm. elementary. So Brittany helped to head up the preschool one, and it was incredible, just the amount of frustrations, though, that popped up with it.
Just communication.
It's the adult version of the group project that you grew up with in school.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have communication, just things might slip through the cracks. Or,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, so, absolutely.
Even though there's tons of love and support, you just may not get it on time or the way that you thought it was going to be there, just because of that, again, communication.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. we were maybe in the back of our minds and in our minds alone, or even sharing with each other, just like frustrations that come with that. But then it was really humbling for me. Not even a week later, we were giving donations for our older kids' teacher appreciation. And while Britt was out buying her item the day of, I called her, and then she reminded me about it. And I had completely forgotten to turn in my items. And so she picked them up and she dropped them off for me. And so everything went in on time, but it was a reality check for me, especially, of just how easy it is as a parent with schedules and all the things to forget that you committed to doing something for someone else.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, you know, if you when you're on top and when you're on it and everything.
And you're following a checklist.
Or you're heading the thing up.
Yeah.
It's easy to be like, gosh,
what? This is my life right
How
now.
How can people not? Yeah. What is wrong with people? But then when you're the one that's supporting, you're like, oh I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
And you're that one.
Yeah. So and then it's just how grace.
So my question for everyone listening is, do you find it easy to appreciate others around you? Or do you find yourself forgetful, or even worse, maybe a little more self-absorbed?
Mm-hmm.
So those
and
are
that's
just
a good question. It's not we're not like pegging anyone here.
No, I think you do not have to answer this right now.
Yeah,
just think on it, and maybe just go throughout the next day, tomorrow, the week, thinking: am I acting out of an appreciation, a forgetfulness, or a self-absorption?
Because like you have to think about what you've tailored your social media and your life to. We're not, like, when you tailor your feed, you are no longer getting something that you necessarily have to consider that is, you know, is outside your likes and dislikes and frustrations and stuff like that. Like, everything that you see on social media these days is something that you put there. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you are self-absorbed, you are, like, creating, we are all creating a path of self absorption through our social media feeds.
Oh yeah.
Because we're only seeing what we want to see, and so we're feeding ourselves constantly
mm-hmm.
with what we want. Nothing that God, it's like we're very rarely now giving God the space through social media
mm-hmm.
to challenge us, you know.
Yeah.
You know, they make it very easy to make it very self-centered.
Yeah, everything's tailored to. And if you're not tailoring it yourself, you've got algorithms to do that for
yes,
you.
Yes,
it'll tailor everything to you. To you, 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 you. So one thing that I noticed when I got married, my mother-in-law is so good at mailing cards.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So is mine.
You know?
She's very good.
It's like a lost art. And so when you talk about feeling appreciated, when you get a card in the mail from someone, you're like, oh, wow, they sat and wrote something.
Calvin fractured his finger over the summertime.
Yeah, there we go. That was another injury.
And I know, it was quite the summer. And our church wrote a little letter in the mail saying, because they, you know, he came to Sunday school, and then I got a letter in the mail. Hope you feel better, Cal.
That's like, so cute.
That was just so thoughtful.
Yes.
Yeah, your guys' church is on point with the care team.
Oh, that's one of the things that led me there in the first place. I mean, we were going there, but then we ended up going elsewhere. And then we went through my back surgery, and I didn't even know all these people from the church that were bringing me meals, but they found out about our situation. And I was just in awe of just, they're so good at
mm-hmm.
being hands on the ground, boots on the, or hands on the ground, army crawl, boots on the ground, hands and feet of Jesus, hands down on the ground. So great, great people at our church. Love them so much. So But in talking about mailing cards, it's a simple way to show appreciation. I made a note on here. It takes time, and I forgot my niece again. So I'm so bad at it. I forgot my niece again, and I feel like I always forget my nieces. I always forget to mail them cards. My sister-in-law is very good at remembering to mail cards. And so, yes, I just think it takes time. It's a lost art, but it speaks volumes. We just started giving out birthday cards for our apologetics group.
Oh, yes.
For the moms and the children, yes. and everything. Brittany, I still have yet to drop off Emma.
I know.
Her birthday was last Thursday.
I thought you gave it to her on her birthday.
No.
These are the things. So her birthday was last Thursday.
It's still the month. It's a month card.
We signed a volleyball for her.
Emma, I'll go drop it off in your mailbox. But I put Lily's, Crystal's Lily. I put that in their mailbox. So I got that one.
Yes.
But I missed Emma's. So it'll be like belated. Happy belated.
But yeah, it's definitely a team effort because we got a lot of, we have like, I think 78 sweet souls in this group that
families.
Yeah, all these families that we're celebrating and trying to be intentional on just letting, and, you know, just speaking life into them through a little note.
Yeah. My next one was in terms of appreciation and being intentional. Meals with neighbors. So extending your circle to, you know, new neighbors. So when Austin, this is funny, I'm glad that we ended up actually talking about this later because I finally got to know my neighbors better across the street from us because when Austin broke his foot, they offered to mow our lawn.
That is so sweet.
And so we had them over for a couple games, card games, and some beverages and
Austin
just hanging out. And yes, because Austin broke his foot.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I also made a note on here from my March, April notes in this podcast, new neighbors that live behind me. But then I'm also like, because I still haven't reached out to them.
Conviction.
Yes. So I finally got to know the ones across from me, but the ones behind me, I'm like, got to do that.
Dang it.
So I'll get around to that. Just being appreciative of the people around you and having meals with them and just doing life. These are your neighbors. You see them every day.
Oh, my gosh. One neighbor that I got together today with over tea. You know, I mentioned a few weeks ago that, you know, she was walking through something in, you know, just a season of difficulty. And I told our group, she's in our apologetics group now. And I told him, I said, I remember when the day I met her and the day I found out she lived in our neighborhood, just how convicted, not shame. So shame is brought through sin, but conviction is brought through the Holy Spirit. Just how convicted I was that there was an entire world that this woman brought to me that I had yet to know on my street, you know, and that goes for everybody. They hold entirely different worlds than what you have, not just worldviews, but experiences and things like that. And it's just, it blows my mind every single time that I invite and I become vulnerable with another person in our immediate community. That just like, wow. I can't believe I've gone X many days without knowing you. And so it's a good conviction. But yeah, it was just definitely something that I felt in regard to sharing meals. Now I do tea because I have a library that I just recently
remodeled.
Redesigned. It's so beautiful. I'll post pictures.
I have also started doing that with my neighbors. I feel like Brittany and Mariah are very good at this, but I am in a season.
We're also
Brittany's better.
Well, I'm in I'm a season with younger children.
Yes, and I keep telling her when I had three babies or two with one on the way, like I was in a rental, and like Sierra has two little ones, and she is just not yet there. You have a home.
So everybody,
you're two steps
who
ahead.
Is listening, just know that you will be in different seasons of your life where you will be able to show hospitality or think of others in different ways. So for me, I'm not necessarily have enough energy to host dinners, but I love to bake and I make cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And I've just started making cupcakes just even seasonally and then taking them around to neighbors that I haven't introduced myself to yet. And
do you have a map?
I have a map of all of the neighbors that I have have introduced myself to and their names so that, you know, if I pass them, I could be like, hey, Lori, like, you know, yes. And
oh my gosh,
be able to remember
we can
it.
Be so much like dad where we forget names, but we know faces.
Oh, yes, I know faces.
If I shut down, names. Though, if I forget their name,
that's
I won't
why
say
you
hi.
Have to, that's why you have to make a list.
Like, you know, okay, I'll make a list, but I don't have the list on me when I, like, see them on the street. And so I'll
it's
be
on
like,
my phone.
Hey, you.
Well, and it's
how's
just
it
been
going.
It's just been really great. And even,
now anyone knows if they say, if you say, hey, you, they've
oh,
you've forgotten their
so
name.
Many. I know. And sometimes I'll say their name, like, quietly, like, hey, Barb. Like, hoping that I got it right.
Hey, Barb.
Yeah, just air.
Like, so I hope that was their name. If not, then I didn't really say it anyway. Because it's so crushing when you're like, oh, and this happened to me with my next door neighbor is Priscilla, and then a good woman that I was getting to know at school is Patricia. And I said, hey, Priscilla. She's like, it's actually Patricia. Oh, I can't stand those moments. So
yeah.
At least you're trying.
And even like, yeah, it goes to that. Like, if it requires you to step out into those spaces where you are
vulnerable
in order to not be so self-absorbed, like the fruit will always be stronger than you being at home, focusing on yourself. And in a negative way, in a way that's unbiblical, and unhealthy, and unbalanced.
That's
so
gonna humble you quicker than not talking right, and then also getting someone's name wrong. I feel like
instant
humility.
It is so. If somebody said, "Hey, how are you doing?" I'm like, "Good," and they're like, "I'm sorry. I forgot your name." I'm like, oh, it's Sierra.
But
so
it's
just like,
do you get offended when it's like,
it's I'm not offended
if it's the eighth time that they're like,
no. And
you start to feel like,
what I usually
I don't
do?
Have a memorable face.
No,
they will never remember.
No,
me.
What I or they do. Have a mental illness.
People think I have a mental illness.
No, listen. When people meet me, and if people have to ask a second time what my name is, I'm usually like, oh, it's Sierra, like the soda. Like the mountains, like that, you know, like I start
mist.
Making associations. I'm like, my old boss used to call me Miss Mist. Like, just think of Sierra Mist. And so
yeah,
they're like,
help
oh,
them along the way.
Yeah, okay.
I
so
always
I give
say
them,
Britney Spears.
I give them help. Yeah.
Right.
Just say Mariah Carey.
Britney England.
I usually say Mariah Carey. It's just the other people that they can remember me. That's the thing. So I live on a corner. So like everybody knows me, but I don't know everybody. So I'm trying, yes. Yeah. Have a great day. Okay, so my next point is committing and following through. So we often say, yeah, let's do it. Let's get together sometime.
This is something I'm
but do yes. we really mean it? And have we put it on the calendar? So when I wrote this, I said, both of my friends are having babies and I'm texting them today. I can honestly say I don't think I got together with those friends that had the babies since March. Okay, and they had their babies now. And
hey,
we're like, let's do dinner. Let's
they probably out. Don't want to do dinner right now,
yeah,
with those
probably
babies.
Like,
well, they texted me since then. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it. But you know what? Then I text them and they're like, let's do it.
So, I know, it's just like a hit or
the miss. Commitment.
Okay,
like a good
so
week.
I was pretty bad at that too. And the conviction fell where if I say let's get together, I always throw out a date. I say I'm free this date. And
yeah.
Then if they can't, then it's the ball's in their court and they have to figure out the next time.
Throw out a date.
You
well,
have to throw
friend,
out a date.
I have my friend Haley.
I say
Haley.
I'm free this day.
And Haley, you know, we met back in college and she finally moved to Texas and now she's only like 15, 20 minutes away. So many times I still haven't seen her for months. And so
when she comes around, it's so great because like she'll stay all day.
I know.
Whenever we watch movies, like sleepover.
She's been here for a podcast. Like she'll stay. And so I texted her. I was like, and we'll text back and forth sometimes like, hey, let's get together soon. Yeah, let's get together soon. But then I finally was like, hey, you want to come over and watch a movie? What day? And then she's like, oh, I'm free these days. And I was like, okay, Friday. And then mm-hmm. So we finally were
yeah.
able to solidify it.
That will always help communication is if you throw out a date and if they say can't do it that day, then you say what are 3 days you
What's
can.
What's frustrating is when like you throw out a date, it's Sunday, you're like, let's do it Friday. So Friday comes around, it's like, oh, my kid woke up with a fever.
That happens. There's
yeah.
grace there.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
You tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, you tried.
Yeah.
And they say rain check 2 and then you give another date.
Yeah. So I feel like that commitment, that ties into appreciation or maybe absorption. Like, where are you falling? Where are you falling on that spectrum? And then my last little point here was praying for one another, appreciating both the people around us that we know and then the people that we don't know. So, Brittany, you already mentioned Hillary, and Sierra, you mentioned Hillary too. Mm-hmm. So funny. I feel like the one sister that I know and I love Hillary, and she knows me and loves me too, but like, I don't know her because you know her. Mm-hmm. Like, you guys were the original friends.
We did. Yes. We have a...
Brittany was like the original, and then I was the second, and then now you're just coming in.
Yeah. You know, and that's fine. But since she's been in around more and in our friend group, she's just been so vocal about her appreciation for, I mean, yes, us, but then even me. Like, she texts me individually, and I just feel so blessed by that. The example that I had made note of was we went out for our other friend, Crystal, her birthday party. Uh-huh. And we were having dinner and a few beverages at our table, and then a few women came by who seemed to have been overserved just a tad. And they were, yes, they were, you know, ranting about mom life and their children. And they were talking about how their kids. And I'm like, I understand. They're like, how many do you have? I'm like, oh, I have four. They're like, what? They're like, how do you do that? And I'm like, honestly, just Jesus. It's Jesus. They're like, really? And just totally open the door and just start talking about how the Lord just empowers us. Again, path and postures. He empowers us to walk the paths and the postures that we have as we walked out. And
gosh, so I will never forget you giving me grief on the name. You're like, what does that even mean?
And makes me think of a cow. Pasture?
No.
No. pasture. I'm like, play the pastures. But then the next day, Hillary texted me and she was like, I just have to say, I was so amazed at the way that you responded to those women and just straight up shared the gospel, just start talking about Jesus. And I'm like, yeah, well, I feel like when you're surrounded by people who know you and love you, because I was sitting at a table with my friends. and so, yeah, I'm going to feel, I guess, emboldened to share the gospel because I know where I stand. Yeah. And I have my crew around me.
Like, yeah.
It is challenging when you're sitting alone, but I feel like you should still operate in that you know who you are, you know mm-hmm. whose you are.
And you know who is behind you at all times.
And you can share Jesus.
Amen, so, Sierra.
Yes.
That was good.
So she is my example of when I talk about the intentionality.
She's really good at
calling praying
that out.
For one another or just being appreciative of one another. She has just been texting me.
Yeah.
Especially like after our Thursday night apologetics or something, she'll text on Friday morning, thank you so much for opening up your home. And I'm like, I've been doing this for over a year, but yeah, you're so welcome. Like, this is fine. It's
she's
normal.
Always surprised.
Yes. Well, she's always supportive. So that's true. So yes, when it comes to appreciation or absorption, how is your prayer life? Are you praying for your home, yourself, your children, your husband, your wife, your spouse? Or God, how can I serve my community? How can I, you know, just a way that we're
expanding,
forming our prayers. Are they in the posture of service?
At church this past weekend, it was about prayer.
Oh.
And the pastor, he was the men's pastor, mm-hmm. he was speaking, and he was like, well, you know, you come across something like scrolling through Facebook or just the, you know, the prayer kind of billboard at church, and you come across some names that you don't really know, and so you kind of pass over them. And then he's like, but what about, you know, Carrie, who's battling cancer, like, you would pray differently if that were your sister.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And he's just like, and these are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
That's a very great point.
And so you need to pray for these people as you would if it was your sister. Mm-hmm. And so I was just like, yeah. And so I left church that day, and then I was on Facebook, and I was just scrolling through my news feed, and then somebody said, prayers for mom and baby. We're heading through an emergency C-section. And I was like, I kept scrolling, but then I was just like, wait, like, I just saw a prayer request. Mm-hmm. If that were my sister, I would be praying, scrolled back up,
yes,
prayed, and then I commented, prayed.
Really good.
Like,
yeah.
And so.
That is just so
And you actually meant
too.
It mm-hmm. instead of just saying, I'm praying.
Yeah. Oh, no. I always like to pray in that moment and then comment it that I did pray. instead of just praying and then forgetting to pray.
Oh, I can't stand that.
You know, that's something that's been changing and shifting in me recently is if I see something, I pray right on the spot.
See something, pray something.
Yeah, see something, pray something.
Hey, we need to make that a shirt, like Morgan would say.
Oh, Ashley, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do it together.
They love their shirts.
Uh-huh. I like it. See something, pray something.
Yeah.
Like, see something, say something.
Yes. Okay. Uh-huh. Captain Obvious.
For those,
it wasn't clicking yet. Sierra just helped you.
Yeah. That was funny. Oh.
We had a microphone incident.
We're good.
Okay. Yes. So, always good to pray on the spot or. Yes.
Just pray. Be intentional.
Yeah.
Mariah, your shirt says, it's our prayer shirt.
Oh, it is.
From the trip.
It says, pray on it. Pray over it. Pray through it. That's the shirt that we wore to Fredericksburg.
Pray under it.
What an appropriate shirt to wear tonight.
And you know
pray
what?
Around it.
Yeah.
Prepositions?
That's what it is. Being prayer and like prayerful and praying without ceasing. That is something I would say has become a more deeper truth for me because I had a couple people that, you know, I guess would describe me as a prayer warrior, and I never really felt that way. I'm always kind of talking to myself, which is always talking to God. And that was kind of how I was, but I've been super intentional this summer on it. Like I said, if you see something, pray something, and just stopping and just being more bold in welcoming the Holy Spirit and for God to move and just be like, if I'm at a store and I see something, I'm like, I'm going to pray for you. And like, that's weird. Right. Mm-hmm. But I was so, and I'm going to say this because I think this is like really something that's affected me. When the Bible says they'll be known by their love, Christians will be known by their love. Like what kind of love, what would that look like to be known by it?
I love that you brought that up because the verse that was on my mind is John 13:34-35. He says, a new commandment I give to you that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. So exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
And then I also had Romans 12:10 on my mind. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Okay, maybe I have a typo. It says about yourselves, but I think it's above yourselves. I'm like, that's definitely not right. Honor one another about yourselves.
Above.
That's a typo.
And then one that's everyone know that you're my disciples if you love one another. Did you say that was John 13?
John 13. Yep.
35.
New commandment I give to you that you love one another.
Mm-hmm. And then the known by, I guess which one's they'll be known by their love.
They'll know we are Christians by our love.
We have the known by their fruits, which is Matthew 7:15. But, you know, one of the things that during my reading today, one verse convicted me so much. So every time I read the New Testament, I feel like Paul is just slapping me in my face, which is a good slap because I'm just like, dang, he is so eloquent in his speech. But he is at this point on trial, not on trial, but he's like being talked to from King, what was his name? Agrippa. And he's like just delivering his truth, the truth, not his truth.
King of Agrippa?
Agrippa, not Agrippa. And so he's saying, you know, why are you even here, Paul? And Paul's like, this is why I'm here. And he just delivers it. And King Agrippa says to Paul, you think it's a small task to make a Christian of me, just offhand to induce me with little ado and persuasion at very short notice. And Paul replied, whether short or long, I would do to God that not only you, but also all who are listening to me today might become such as I am, except for these chains. And so he's telling him, like, it doesn't matter to me how long it's going to take for me to give you the gospel and love you and appreciate you in such a way that God loves you and God appreciates you. Like it doesn't matter how long it's going to take me, short or long, I'm going to put it in the time. And I think like he sets this really good example that we need to put in the time, short or long. However, our timelines are not God's timelines, and we need to surrender our timelines and our schedules and ourselves and everything to God and let it be known, short or long, whatever the, however long this relationship is going to be, like, put in the time.
Yeah. So, you know, on that note, it won't be another 4 months until we do another podcast.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
We've got to put in the time.
And we love you guys. And we love talking just about life and talking through life on this podcast. And we hope that it's beneficial for you to know that other people feel maybe the same way that you do.
Also, just supplemental. I feel like we encourage you guys to.
Oh, yeah. This is not the Bible.
This is not the Bible.
We are not a pastor and or a teacher.
No, but it's not the Bible. But it's also not your community. Like, you know, we love you. But we want you to, like what we were saying, reach out to your neighbors, write the letters of the people that are in your life, pray for the people that you're coming across, because those people matter.
Yeah.
And those are the ones that God has put into your lives. If you're listening, wherever you are, whatever country you are in, like, we love you and we just want to speak the truth into your life and just remind you that you have to lean into the conviction of the Holy Spirit and what he's guiding and leading you to.
Where you are.
Mm-hmm. The gospel where you
is
are.
The gospel is outside of ourselves.
It is. It is out. There you go. What a way to end this. The gospel is outside of ourselves.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in and listening and for tuning in again after so many months. Thank you for the grace of just allowing us to have a hectic
break.
Literally with broken feet and broken shoulders and broken fingers.
Oh, and Coach, yeah, bro, yeah.
Yes, I had mentioned him.
Okay.
So yes, it's been hectic, but we're glad to be back in the saddle. Mm-hmm. Giddy up, and we're
like
gonna
a
be
true Texan.
You know, let's go through that pasture.
Yeah, cows in the pasture. But we're gonna have fall coming around the corner here. We got school starting soon, so no more. I mean, we got plenty excuses to not sit and do a podcast. It's just
we also have a lot to talk about. So
yeah.
As things open up and the conversation continues, you'll find us here.
Yep,
on Path and Posture.
All right. Well, let me close in prayer. Father God, thank you so much for this time that we can acknowledge your word and your will in our lives. Lord, I pray that you would give us the boldness and the confidence to step out of our comfort zone, to analyze and acknowledge where we sit on the spectrum of appreciation or absorption, or just being in the middle, forgetful. And Lord, I just pray that there would be a catalyst of change in the lives of the listeners. And I pray that they would walk away from hearing your word in this podcast and hearing experiences from other believers and want to make a change and have that desire to make change. And in that wanting and that desire, surrender it to you so that true change will happen. And I pray that others would know that they're Christians by their love, by their appreciation, by their lifestyle of just appreciating and being active in their communities and being purposeful in prayer. And when they see something, they pray something. And God, I thank you so much for the gift of your son, Jesus, and that we are called to be in his image, and that you know that you've given us the knowledge that we can't do that alone. We're not called to do that alone, to find holiness on our own through our strivings. We are called to surrender our lives to you, and it's through your grace and your son Jesus that we are able to be called sons and daughters, so that no one can boast in their own gifts and talents and abilities. It's all common grace that we've received free, and so we thank you for that grace and for your son and for everything that you have going on in all of our lives from this point forward as we step into the fall season. No, we're not even close to that. It's so warm here.
Step into second summer.
Thank you, Lord. And we give all praise and honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Holding on to what's been gone, it never seems to please. The question is, what are the chances of going back to how we used to be? Fire.
don't let it change our minds. It'll be okay. We'll both find a way to live the best of our lives. Find love and you'll remember mine. Moments that we spent together. Yes, there were broken hearts. Yes, we were torn apart. There was just too much to handle at one time. But you and I, we could be fine if we have the strength. Just too much to handle at one time. But you and I, we could be fine if we have the strength.